Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
I've got on the phone a young man by the name of Tim from a company called Caremark. Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, in this horrible time of all this COVID-19 and coronavirus, well, it's coronavirus COVID-19, isn't it? What do you actually do? You're in the care sector.
Yes, that's right. So I work for a company which has care workers who go into the homes of elderly and vulnerable people and looks after them in their home.
That's good. And there's a lot of people doing this?
There are. I mean, I the company that I work for has offices all across the UK. But obviously, we also have one in Brentwood. But it's a very big sector in general, and I think it's just giving a shout out to all of those care support workers who are doing this work, and especially at this time. And they're really doing it out of a real compassion for those who they're looking after. And it's such a fluid time. There's always announcements coming out. Feels like every 2 to 3 days the situation changes, and yet they keep putting themselves in the front line to do it. So it's just a big shout out for all the care support workers doing this work, really.
Oh, that's brilliant. So yes, thank you to all the care support workers, because everybody's mentioning the NHS at the moment, but you're sort of the unsung heroes at the moment, aren't you?
I think so. I think it's nice in a way that in the last few weeks it started to become a little bit more recognised because of all of this, but I think for a long time our care support workers have been very much unsung heroes. And hopefully this is putting a spotlight on the crucial role that they're playing in our community. And obviously, many of them have families. Some of them haven't been able to keep their children in school. And so by all of this, they're doing an awful lot of that service going for those elderly and vulnerable people and being a real connection to them. So, yeah, I think it's a massive thank you from me and everyone at the company for every care worker, not just the ones that work for our company, but for everybody.
Brilliant. Now, care workers, they're not classed as key workers then?
They are classed as key workers, and for the most part, they are able to get their children into schools, but it's not always as straightforward as that. And so, on top of that, we've got increasingly a number of hospital discharges where the people coming out of hospital are recovering from COVID-19, and so we're stepping in to support those people getting back into their homes as well. So it takes an awful lot of bravery, I think, to do this. Especially if you've got families at home and you're looking after as well.
Oh, yes.
They keep doing it because of the, like I said, the dedication and compassion that they have, those that they're looking after. So it's very, very impressive, I think.
That's brilliant. An amazing job. I know that for a fact, to be honest with you. But people forget that when people come out of hospital, they've for one reason or another, especially if they've been through this COVID-19 virus, come out of the other side. Sometimes they haven't got anybody at home to actually look after them, or they, with all this lockdown going on, they've got family at one end of, say, the county, and they're in another end, and they need somebody to come and help them out. And people forget about that, don't they?
Well, that absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, even before all of this happened, a large part of what carers do, if nothing else, to provide support to people who can be very lonely at times as well, and
yes,
even more so whilst all this is happening. And it's now the case that you not only have to provide support for the person in the home, but also really to sort of support their family through it all and to reassure them that you are doing everything you can to look after them as best as you can. So, you know, the communication side of it has gone up massively as well. But I think for so many families who know a care worker is going in to support their loved ones, it's definitely a real sort of comfort to know that you've got someone who sees them regularly, who's really looking out for them, is properly prepared and skilled to do what they're doing, and has got the right kit to be able to do it safely. So,
and it's peace of mind as well.
That's exactly it, peace of mind, yeah.
So you mentioned the right kit. So all the care workers from your company have got gowns, masks and gloves and stuff.
Yes. I mean, it's, you know, again, for all the support going on in the offices around the country, that's been such a lot of their energy have been put into securing that, because it wasn't the case that it just arrived. You've got to really chase and make sure we've got enough to last for the weeks ahead and keep reviewing it. And so yeah, we're well stocked with that, but it's just taking up so much energy of everybody. And obviously at a time like this, you don't really want to be using up too much energy because it makes you susceptible to,
of course, yes,
you want to catch. But nonetheless, everyone is putting in, you hear the expression around the clock used a lot, but there's so so much around the clock work going in on weekends, late at night. So it's just nice to have the opportunity to give everyone in the entire sector, not just for our company, but everyone, that recognition again.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Well, thank you for phoning up and making us aware of this. And yes, a very, very big thank you to everyone in the care sector for supporting the NHS workers as well and supporting the families and the people coming out of hospital that need looking after. Thank you very much for that. And Tim, thank you for your call. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.